The Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Marilyn Maxwell, the Music Maids and Men, Yuki, the Charioteers, and Bing's distinguished visitor for this evening, the King of the Cowboys, Roy Rogers. And here's Bing Crosby.
Would you like to swing on a star? Airy moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears, picks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny and his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you might grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are?
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace.
He
has no manners when he eats his food.
Fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are?
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book.
To fool the people is his only thought.
And though he's suffering, that catfish still gets caught.
That sort of life is what you wish. You might grow up to be a fish. A new kind of jumped up slippery fish. And all the monkeys are in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few.
So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You can be swinging on a star.
Music Hall friends, cutting out for battle stations of the world, many an out-of-the-way spot where almost the only tie-up with home is a collection of pin-up girls. Are you mailing out many miniatures, Marilyn?
Metro-Golden-Mayer takes care of all my pin-up art.
Who's taking care of them?
Bing, if you really want to see pin-up art, here's a picture I'm sending out of my girl.
Yeah?
She look great?
Yeah. Looks like she's just changed a tire. You all set for the 4th of July, Yuki?
I'm all set.
I'm not going to look at that picture either. You're all set, huh?
Yeah.
What are you going to do, shoot off your mouth?
Oh,
no.
I've been asked to do something I know absolutely nothing about.
Plenty of scope right in through there.
Now, look, I've been asked to judge a bathing beauty contest.
Oh, wait till I get my hat. I'll go with you.
Gee, I wish they hadn't asked me to be the judge.
Well, what's the matter, Yuke? Don't you like bathing beauties?
How do I know? I never bathe any.
Stop the big man. Alive.
Well, look, the thing I don't understand is this, Bing. Why do those bathing beauty girls, why do they have to wear a banner with the name of their state?
Well, it's a law. They have to label all tomatoes.
You going to award any prizes?
Oh, sure. Plenty of prizes. First and second prizes are silver loving cups. And $50 for the most revealing bathing suit is third prize.
It's a very fair price for show.
Listen, you're not very enthusiastic about this.
Can't warm up to
it. I'll bet if I told Bob Hope about a beauty contest, he'd be down there rooting.
He's got the nose for it, too.
Say, Mr. Trotter, do you know anything about bathing beauties?
I should. Every time I go down to the beach, they all gather around me.
It's cooler there in the shade.
All kidding aside, Bing, help me judge the contest. I really don't know how to go about it.
You don't?
I guess I'm just stupid.
It's very simple, Yuki. You score 10% for intelligence and 10% for posture.
What's the other 80%?
This boy is stupid, isn't he? You go work out some percentages while Law Max and I knock one of Rogers and Hart's more intimate chansons d'amour. Let me see the picture.
There's a small hotel with a wishing well. I wish that we were there together.
There's a bridal suite, one room bright and neat, complete for us to share together.
Looking through the window, you can see a distant steeple.
Not a sign of people.
Who wants people?
When the steeple bell says good night, sleep well.
We'll thank this small hotel together.
Pretty window curtains made of chintz in our make-believe land.
On the walls are several cheerful prints of Grant and Grover Cleveland.
Go down into the parlor and feast your eyes on a moose head on the wall.
Perhaps you'd like to play the organ. They tune in every other fall in that door.
The garden will be like Adam and Eve land.
No, they never did go in for carriage trade. They get what is known as marriage trade. There's a small hotel with a wishing well. I wish that we were there together.
There's a bridal suite,
one room bright and neat, complete for us to share
together.
Looking through the window, you can see a distant steeple.
Not a sign of people.
Who wants people?
When the steeple bell says
good night, sleep well, you very small hotel.
We'll creep into our little shell, and we will thank the small hotel together.
As we leave the small hotel and before we encounter the charioteer's somewhat jumped-up description of an amphibious operation, here are some vitally important facts.
Tomorrow, when you do the shopping, be sure to get plenty of Kraft cheese spreads. They're point-free right now, so stock up for your 4th of July picnic for lunchbox sandwiches, too. Now, for a limited time only, you can get 5 different kinds of these spreads point-free. There's zestful Kraft Limburger and Roca spread, and Kraft Pimento, Olive Pimento, and Relish spread. All delicious and such a help with snacks and sandwiches. And while you're shopping, you better stock up on Kraft Dinner, too. This quick-made macaroni and cheese also is off the ration list for the time being. Make a mental note now for tomorrow's grocery list. Point-free Kraft Dinner and Kraft Cheese spreads.
The general to the captain,
Pops, we're gonna cause a commotion.
Then one early Monday up and gone, the general jumped at dawn, said the captain to the private,
man, we're gonna flat off this here channel.
Then one early Monday up and gone, the general jumped at dawn, bye-bye. Barbecue in old Berlin, said the private to the general.
Check my sheep, it's jumping, it's steady.
Then one early Monday up and gone, the general jumped at dawn.
Now the general had a million men of every creed and belief. The white white, the yellow, the black man, and the Indian chief. He said, you boys are groovy fellas, all American men. Now you boys are plenty plump, and then the general jumped. He took a guy called Ensign Swanson, Boston Rosenberg, too. Corporal Kelly, Morelli, just to mention a few. Lieutenant Jordan, Sergeant Jackson were all on the call. Said, we're going on the road, you really
on the ball.
Not for nothing is Republic Pictures' outstanding outdoor star, Roy Rogers, known to millions of picture fans as the King of the Cowboys. Currently being seen in the Yellow Rose of Texas, the Rog has not only been active in the action epics, but the King and his horse Trigger also play many a cantonment. In fact, it's being bruited about at the moment that the USO is trying to figure a way to fly Roy and Trigger to a few battle stations, where even a horse is an improvement on looking at a second lieutenant. While this project is in work, Roy, may I say that we are glad to have you with us this evening, and you certainly look sharp in that fancy cowboy wardrobe. Nice of you to dress up so.
Well, I figured one of us should.
These, sir, are my working clothes.
Too bad you can't afford better.
Had a bad season, Roy.
Well, but us cowboys don't wear these fancy duds when we get out in the wide open spaces.
I know just what you mean, Roy. Matter of fact, I'm just back from the wide open spaces myself. Only last night I sat out there alone. Nobody around me. Not a soul for miles. Nothing but deep, overwhelming silence.
Where were you, Bing?
At a Bob Hope picture.
No fooling, Bing. I don't think there's anything like being on a horse out on the trail with your pack and you're smelling that cool green sage.
Well, unless it's being on a horse on the rail leading the pack and you're smelling that cool green lettuce.
You don't smell that very often, do you, Bing?
Well, I've been getting out photoed, Roy. Of course, you think of my interest in horses as being confined to thoroughbreds, Roy. But matter of fact, I got myself a little spread in Nevada.
Oh, that ain't the only place you got yourself a little spread.
What? Yeah. In Nevada, I'm raising palominos.
Nice riding horses, those palominos.
True, true, but I don't ride much anymore. Probably because as a little tack, I was thrown from a horse.
On the prairie?
On the merry-go-round.
How could you get thrown from a horse on the merry-go-round?
No nickel.
Tell me some more about your place in Nevada, Bing.
Great spot, Roy.
Plains, water holes, high mountains, where you can bounce a yodel or two off of once.
What's this? Who's going to bounce a yodel off what?
Well, you mean you can't?
You mean you can?
Do you know San Fernando Valley? Well, silly question.
I know that South 40 Andy Devine squatting on. Hit me with a cord there, Stringy. How's it go there?
I'm going to settle down.
I'm going to settle down and never more roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home. I know why I left the valley. You do that sort of thing often, Roy?
No, I don't. Generally, there's just me and my horse.
What key's he singing?
You know, that's what I like about him, Bing. He never joins.
Never cuts in.
No. But when it's lonely out on the trail and we're riding along together, kind of talking things over.
Do you talk? You and your horse talk things over,
well,
huh?
I sure
all my horse has ever seemed to say to me is, sorry, old man.
Seriously, Bing, the horses must have some way of communicating with each other.
Could be.
Wonder what yours and mine would talk about.
And so, by the magic of radio, we switch to a stall, somewhere in some stable, where one of Bing Crosby's horses is waiting to see what his new stallmate will look like.
Well, howdy, partner. I'm Roy Rogers' horse. Who are you?
I'm Bing Crosby's horse.
Is that so? Saving your money?
I don't need to. My boss is a big Ryan Oates man from Spokane.
Ryan Oates, eh? Where's he getting the rye?
Make yourself comfortable. So you ain't got an aspirin on you, have you?
What's wrong with you, horse? You don't look so good.
I got in late last night.
From a party?
From a race.
that's too bad. I was going to ask you for... Well, it's the middle of the month, and I'm running short of dough. And...
Well, I'll introduce you to a wild bronco about 3 stalls down.
Well, thanks. Broncos are always good for a couple of bucks.
Sound like Bob Hope's horse. How come a half horse like you needs dough? Don't you work in all them Roy Rogers pictures?
Well, sure. Don't you work in the Crosby pictures?
No, he only races me.
You ever beat him?
Occasionally. I don't mind my kind of life, though. It ain't bad to get 10 bundles of hay every week.
10 bundles of hay ain't much.
It ain't money.
Well, by the way, I saw your boss Crosby this morning. He was looking mighty dressy.
Yeah, I know. He's wearing one of my blankets.
Say, don't look now, but who's that heavy horse over in the end stall?
That's John Scott, the famous trotter.
Say, how can he race with all that flab?
Well, that's his biggest value. He's the only horse on the turf who can win place and show in one finish. Hey there, fatty trotter. How'd you put on so much weight?
Easy. I eat like a man.
Say, who's this little jackass coming?
Hi, fellas. Listen, Yuki, I don't mind you coming in without knocking, but close the door. Where are you brought up? In a house?
Why do you talk to me like that? We're both working for Crosby.
Say, how does he treat you?
He treats me pretty mean.
Treats me mean, too.
Let's run away, huh?
If I could run, you think I'd be working for Crosby?
Hello, boys.
Horse, oh, horse, what a filly.
Nice hunk of horse flesh, eh? Name's Mignon.
So this is that filly Mignon that's so hard to get.
So what are you two plugs talking about?
People.
And don't bet on them.
You're right. The way people act, I'm glad I'm a horse.
I am too, honey.
Hey, if you go out with a lot of fillies like this, there's something I want to know.
What's that?
Is it true that mares eat oats?
Well, I could have checked up on that last night, but they threw me out of this here stall.
How come?
Well, my boss Crosby ran a barn dance, door prizes and everything.
You ever catch my boss Rogers at a barn dance? He looks good.
Mine looks like the barn.
Well, my boss can really call off those old square dances.
Does he keep that yodel out of her?
Well, most of the time.
How's he swing it?
Well, something like this.
Oh, join hands and circle down south and a little moonshine in your mouth and lose your hold to the grand girl back with the lady in the lead. Swing your part a little bit hard now, the metal left in your own backyard. And hurry up, boys, dinner, don't be slow. There's chicken in a bread pan picking up dough. You meet your partner, all's full. Meet your honey in the pattern on the head. She don't like biscuits, peanut cornbread, and chew. Mother backer, squirrel on the wall, and swing that gal. She ain't too tall, and she's too tall, and you swing her anyhow. First, I pull out to the right with a lady around the lady, and a gent's old over with a lady around the gent. The gent don't go, a swing in the center with a two pair whirl, lead him up two, and you bundle up four. Change the right hand lady for the left hand round, the point of the right as she comes round, all jump up and never come down to meet your honey and turn her around. Circle balance, feet to the neck with the bird in the cage and three rope pin, while the bird hop out and the crow hop in, you circle four, you're going again, and change your right hand lady for the left hand round, the point of the right as she comes round. Circle balance, feet to the neck with a boy around a boy, and a girl around a girl, with a girl around a boy, and a boy around a girl, with a swing him in the center with a two fire hurl and lead him up two, and a brother up four, and change the right hand lady for the left hand round, the point of the right as she comes round. Circle balance, feet to the neck with a boy around a boy, and a girl around a girl, with a girl around a boy, and a boy around a girl, with a swing him in the center.
Time marches back. 1924. Walter Johnson and Muddy Rule team up to give the Washington Senators their first World's Championship. And Luis Angel Firpo, the Argentine boxer, shakes hands with President Coolidge at the White House. 1924, Black Gold wins Kentucky Derby, and Newt Rockne starts his climb to fame with the Four Horsemen. 1924, and young men sitting with their girls in the silent movies can be heard to say...
When the picture's over, shall we go home and sit in your hammock a while?
Well, I thought we could stop at Peavy's drugstore.
What do you think I am, big butter and egg man?
Oh, but Harry, a soda isn't so expensive.
I know, but that guy's getting wise. He's charging extra for 2 straws now.
Harry, look at that couple down there. He has his arm around her.
Yeah.
Why don't you do it, too?
I can't reach her from here.
Harry,
hmm?
Do you think that men lose respect for girls who get too familiar?
What's too familiar?
Harry, Look, that boy is actually kissing that girl.
He'll regret that.
Why?
I happen to know she's the kind of a girl who leads men on and then leaves them in the dark.
Oh, Harry, what kind of a girl would do that?
It's a movie usher. Oh.
Look at the picture, Harry. Oh, look, it's one of those Follow the Bouncing Ball songs. Now's your chance to sing.
Yeah, it's my favorite song, too.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around, finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do, for nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. Had to be you, wonderful you, had to be you. Nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you, had to be you.
How's your golf game these days, Bing?
Golf game?
Yeah.
Well, if I could fix up my short game, straighten out my long game, correct a slight slice, and get Bob Hope to bring back my mashie, I think I got her licked. You care to dig a few divots a la mañana?
Well, I don't
we
know.
Could slam over a fast 18 before breakfast.
Well, I'm sorry, Bing, but the way I play golf, 18 holes is a career. Anyway, I promised Mrs. C I'd take her down to pick up some groceries tomorrow morning.
Yeah, it's a mite late in the week to be picking up victuals, Ken. I thought they wanted people to shop earlier in the week when the stores are less crowded. Out at our diggings there, we try to do all our shopping early in the week.
That's so? What trucking company hauls it home for you?
Each boy has a little red wagon, and I got a flexible flyer that I'm using. And shopping early and toting our own is setting us solid with the grocer. He's having a tough time of it these days. Lots of extra work to worry about and a shortage of help because fellows who used to sell your groceries are now overseas, handing out canned goods in the form of heavy artillery. And believe me, ladies, it's the same with grocerymen all over the country. They've all lost a lot of men to the war, and just at a time when people are buying more groceries. You can help out a lot, friends, if you'll plan your shopping in advance and help yourself as much as you can when you're collecting your order. And if any of you gals who can't take a war job want to use your spare time to good advantage, go see your grocer about helping him out full or part-time. It's work vital to victory because it helps everybody get the food they need to keep them fit to pack the fight we're winning.
I'm packing my grip, and I'm leaving today, 'cause I'm taking a trip California way. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam, and make the San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my sins, yes, Lord. I'll be making new friends where the West begins and the sunset ends, 'cause I've decided where yours truly really ought to be, and it's the San Fernando Valley for me. I think that I'm safe in stating he will be waiting when my lonely journey is done, and kindly old Reverend Thomas just made us a promise he'll make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country, using forward my mail, Carabar FD. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home.
I'm a packin' my grip, yes sir, and I'm leaving today. 'Cause I'm taking a trip California way. I'm gonna settle down and never, never more to roam.
Lonely journey is done, and kindly old Reverend Thomas, he's the local shaman, he's gonna make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country. You can forward my mail, Caravar FD. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home. And make the San Fernando Valley my home. And make the San Fernando Valley my home.
To be the old trap music hall for this Thursday, friends. Meeting takes up again next week, the same time as tonight, in the same group, with the remarkable addition of those two brothers who have not, at least to my knowledge, appeared together since they made a few records with me, and then, naturally, they split up. I'm referring, as if you didn't know, to Thomas and James Dorsey. For the younger group, that would be Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, so try and grab them here in KMH next Thursday. Good night.
Next Thursday at the same time to hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trott and his orchestra, the Music Maids and Men, Yuki, the Charioteers, and our special guests for that evening, Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey. Marilyn Maxwell appeared through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, the producers of the Technicolor musical Bathing Duty.
Right now, you can get the famous Philadelphia brand cream cheese without spending any ration points. So tomorrow, buy several packages of this rich-tasting, fresh-flavored cheese to add goodness to summer salads, for sandwiches and snacks, for the breakfast toast, or for an easy dessert that tastes good. Remember, only the cream cheese marked Philadelphia brand has Kraft's guarantee of freshness. Get some tomorrow, point free.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.